An outbreak of avian flu has sent egg prices steadily upward in the past few months. At least 40 million chickens have had to be killed by U.S. farmers. Fewer chickens means fewer eggs and higher prices for the consumer. At an average price of $2.49 a dozen, that is twice what a carton costs in April or May. But what if you had your own private supply of eggs? Enter the rental chicken. Jen Tompkins and her husband Phil are homesteaders and co-founders of RentTheChicken.com. They provide customers who may never have considered chicken farming in the past a new option to have fresh eggs in their own backyard. Jen, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hello there. Thanks for having me.
Well, how did you come up with this idea of renting chickens?
We were planning for the future, which in our case, the future was just in a couple months. We knew that my temporary part-time job was coming to an end for a research study program. And I knew that I did not want to go back to a regular 8:30 to 5 job at a desk. And so we started looking around for at-home businesses. And there was crazy business ideas out there that included renting chickens. And we had some chickens of our own, and I'm pretty handy with some power tools. So I said, oh, I can build a couple coops, rent some chickens. So Rent the Chicken was hatched.
Of course it was. What does the rental fee include?
So we have rental periods from 4 to 6 months. It includes a portable chicken coop, either 2 or 4 egg-laying hens. We provide feed for the rental period. Delivery is free within 50 miles from any of our affiliates.
So this is about $400, depending on your location, for that package that you spoke of. Are people expected to sell eggs and actually make money off of eggs?
No, they are just using the chicken rentals to have eggs for their family. The standard rental package provides 2 hens, and they produce about 1 dozen eggs a week. And the deluxe package comes with 4 chickens, and they produce about 2 dozen eggs a week.
Have you noticed an uptick in business since the cost of eggs has gone up?
We have calls all the time. So we believe that it's not just about the cost of eggs, it's not just about the bird flu, but it's about people really wanting to know where one single food source comes from. So I think that there's multiple factors that's involved as to why people want to have some backyard chickens. And not everybody knows how to do it. Like 50 years ago, either you had chickens or you knew somebody who had chickens in their backyard, and that's where you got your eggs from. But now everybody buys their eggs at the store, unless you are one of the few who has your own chickens, or you know somebody who raises chickens and you get your eggs from there. So we're really trying to help people get back to some roots. There's a generation gap. Know where some food sources are coming from. Not everything comes from styrofoam or from the grocery store.
There is an option to buy the chickens at the end of the rental term, a kind of a rent-to-owner leasing. Do many people take you up on that option?
Yes, we call it adoption. And we do have many people who do adopt. And what we also have some people participate in is that we bring their chickens back at the end of the rental season, and then they can rent again 6 months later when rentals start again.
Oh, they can get like all fresh chickens, you're saying?
We earmark them, for the lack of a better term, and we keep their chickens, and then they get the same chickens the following year because they're very attached to Anna and Elsa or Laverne and Shirley.
Mm. Well, I was just recently speaking with a friend in Vermont who has had 8 of her chickens killed by foxes. What happens if something happens to the chickens under the renter's watch?
That is very unfortunate, to be honest. So let's say it does happen. If a predator gets into one of our chicken coops and the chicken coop was secure and the renter has done everything they're supposed to do, we will replace the chicken and apologize and we will make it right. Now, if the chicken was outside, the renter comes home from the grocery store, their chickens have been free ranging without supervision, and all they find is a pile of feathers, then we are going to talk to them again about unsupervised free-range time. And there is a fee to replace those chickens.
So you say a portable chicken coop. How big can that be?
Our coops are about 3.5 feet wide by 5.5 feet long. And there are wheels on one end. So it moves like a wheelbarrow. You lift one end up and move it. And we recommend that they move it the length of the coop so that the chickens are they have access to fresh grass and bugs, but it also allows the renter to not have a buildup of droppings, which cause an odor.
So they'll also have a lot more space than they would have in a commercial centralized feeding operation.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, on your Facebook page, I saw that some of your chickens have actually made it to Broadway. First, tell us more. And are there plans to expand your rental services to Hollywood?
That is so funny. We received a call one day and the gentleman said, listen, we need a couple of chickens for our Broadway production. Penn and Teller is coming from Vegas to Broadway for a 7-week show and we need chickens for them. And I said, holy cow. Like, I'm pretty sure that's my response. But in my professional way, I said, we would be happy to service your chicken needs. And so we did. We have an affiliate in central Pennsylvania who was willing to make the trip and drop off the chickens. We did negotiate a deal, which included some free tickets for the show. our affiliate did go see the show, and she was so super stoked. She got to meet them after the show and everything. I will say that there are chickens and a cow involved in that skit.
Okay, will you confirm, however, that no chickens were harmed during the production?
No, because those same chickens are used for every show. So there's no harm done to the chickens in the production.
Well, good to know. Jen, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Hey, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Jen Tompkins is co-founder of RentTheChicken.com. You'll find a link to find out more about rental chickens at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.